The magic number is 1 million. That's how many tons of pollock fishermen most likely will be allowed to pull out of the Bering Sea next year. The North Pacific Council, which sets the limits for Alaskan fisheries, hasn't put that number in stone yet, but it's what the council's scientific panel says is a good idea for the health of the pollock fishery, which has undergone some worrying changes in recent years. 1 million tons is a lot of fish, but it's actually about a third less than this year's quota. Glenn Reed, the president of the Pacific Seafood Processors Association, says the industry may be looking at a couple of lean seasons, but they can live with it.
That's a big hit. I mean, imagine a 20% pay cut or reduction in inputs if you run a business, reduction in raw product. That causes adjustment. That costs people's jobs. I mean, that's the reality of it. The real long view, though, I think that people will take is we want this fishery to be around for decades to come. And there are going to be good years and there are going to be bad years. And it's better to shoot long and have a healthy resource and a healthy ecosystem than to try to maximize it during the down years and screw things up for the long term.
In the past several years, pollock have moved from the usual fishing grounds in the Bering Sea and gotten smaller. Optimists in the industry say this is a temporary cyclical change and that keeping a lid on the quotas will allow the pollock stocks to bounce back. Sinclair Wilt manages the Alyeska Seafoods processing plant in Unalaska. He says this is a case where it's better to be safe than sorry.
This region, this management regime is always a conservative process, and if the stocks are down, then you know it's necessary to reduce the quota. And while it's going to be painful until the stocks rebuild, it's a necessary step.
But environmental groups argue that more drastic steps are necessary. John Warrenchuk is an ocean scientist with the conservation group Oceana. He points to several ominous trends in the Bering Sea. Fewer pollock are surviving to adulthood, and the fish that are being caught are smaller than they used to be. He says these things suggest what's happening now isn't just a life cycle, but something more dangerous, and that the council should be setting the pollock quota at about half the level that's under consideration now.
We're recommending that they cut catches even further if they really want to be risk adverse and prevent environmental catastrophe out there.
The council is expected to decide on the final quota early next week. In Anchorage, I'm Charles Homans.